This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
There are thousands of Americans serving overseas, and therefore thousands of Americans here at home who are concerned about those Americans.
So General Mark's officials in France say that today we wake up to a more dangerous world. Democratic Senator Chris Murphy asked the question, did America just assassinate, without congressional authorization, the second most powerful person in Iran, knowingly setting off a potential massive regional war? So is America safer without Soleimani this morning, or a more dangerous world because of his assassination in this way?
Well, first of all, let me congratulate Jim in terms of how he laid out very agnostically, the concern that we should have vis-a-vis what just occurred. It really is about our capabilities, and it's about Iran's capabilities. What I would say to Senator Murphy is, why don't you just be quiet?
Ouch! General Mark scolds Senator Chris Murphy. Whoa, welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com, 844-551-8255 if you want to call us. Pretty much a scathing rebuke. Just be quiet. You don't know enough about this stuff to speak intelligently. Leave it to the experts. See, that's what I say to all the people that chime in about these different things. Oh, you know, these particularly Holly weirdos, and I've talked about them before, but, you know, you don't know nothing, Donald Trump. You know, you got De Niro and Mark Ruffalo, and they all got their pet issues. They hate us. Let me tell you the real issue here. They don't hate us. They hate themselves. So you got Senator Chris Murphy looking for things to be mad about. And the killing of a terrorist, a person who kills American citizens for sport, loves doing it. And the president says, enough is enough. And he gets upset. Anyway, General Marks goes on to explain why he told Senator Chris Murphy to just shut up.
When has Iran ever demonstrated self-restraint? I mean, that's the question I have. So is the world more dangerous today? Maybe it's more dangerous, but when has it not been dangerous? When have we not been a target of a regime like exists in Tehran? I mean, it happens as a matter of routine. What I find amazingly brazen is the fact that Soleimani felt comfortable, and he felt somewhat naive that he could simply show up in Baghdad, and in his role as the leader of the IRGC and the Quds Force, he shows up and he says, hey guys, how's it going? How's this attack on the U.S. Embassy going? Absolutely brazen. And at that moment, in advance, we had built up intelligence, which was pattern of life, different forms of intelligence, and so we had this target folder on Soleimani, and this opportunity presented itself, and I'm certain what happened was we decided, the president made the determination, let's pull the trigger now, and it was, I would say, not causally linked to what occurred at the U.S. Embassy a couple of days before, other than he happened to be there checking up on what was taking place.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to, again, that was General Marks. And he said, he said the things I'd be thinking, and he spurred ideas for me. You know, General Soleimani had to be very cocky, you know, to just go, hey, what's up, y'all? You ready to kill some more Americans? I wonder what these people are thinking now. I wonder what the next guy. Hey, so Soleimani has been killed. We must now find a successor. You, Abdul. No, you know, I think I have to take my child to soccer game. I don't know what... Let me put it this way. If you ask me to take that role, I would say, respectfully, no. I'm not going to do it. But here's what I want to talk about with all of this. I want to... See, it's interesting to watch people who have an agenda. And that's what we're witnessing. We're witnessing people that have an agenda. Donald Trump has an agenda that says, I'm going to protect Americans and I'm going to put the word out. Don't you dare touch an American or you will be killed at some point. And it's not going to be, let's wait 10 years and see what Congress does. I'm gonna run a missile up your butt pretty fast. Reagan was the same way. It's what made me respect Reagan. I tell people all the time, when I traveled during the 1980s under Reagan, it was like, wow. I mean, internationally, you felt like, man, I feel so protected. Under Carter, I mean, I didn't do a whole lot of international travel under Carter. I was too young, but it was like, I didn't feel protected at all. Under Reagan, I felt like, shoot, man, don't you mess with Americans. It's a good way to feel. And I said many times, if I was president of the United States, a blonde-haired, blue-eyed white woman could run naked through the Middle East in any country she wanted, you know, yelling obscenities about Allah or Muhammad, and nobody would dare. They would pretend they didn't even see her. They'd go, shoot, you better leave that. If she had an American, I'm just saying, if she had anything that showed she was an American, they'd leave her alone. I told stories about when I was in Egypt and these guys were criticizing other blacks. And I go, why do you always say this word? They would say, why do you always say this word when these black people go, disregard, Kevin, disregard. It doesn't have to apply to you. Why? You know, because you're American. it was if you're African black, they were effectively calling you a slave. It was a slur. But if you were an American black, nope, does not apply to you, bro. That was in the time of Reagan. Anyway, these people, the other side have an ideology, and their ideology is we hate everything Trump, we hate everything that conservative Americans stand for, which, by the way, is America. We hate it. I would have been happy, folks, if Obama had killed Soleimani. Knowing what I know about him now, I don't understand why Barack Obama didn't. I don't understand why he sent billions of dollars to Iran, knowing what we know now about this war criminal. I'm betting many of you would have celebrated with me had Barack Obama killed Soleimani. We celebrated when bin Laden was killed. I didn't go. The only thing I criticized about Barack Obama when he killed bin Laden was him making such a big deal about giving the order to kill him. And number two, Barack Obama acting as if he was on the mission. This dude, well, I killed Osama bin Laden. No, you didn't. But if Barack Obama said, you know, I mean, didn't imply that it wasn't him, give the credit. I know he said this. He alluded that our military did it, but he didn't believe it. I mean, it wasn't like he was trying to sell us on it. At the time when Obama killed bin Laden or gave the authorization, he was down so far in the polls, he needed a boost. Trump does not need a boost, despite what the left tries to imply. We have a lot more to talk about.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222. To discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Saw a headline that said Soleimani was a monster. Wanted nuclear, nuclear weapons, etc., etc. I didn't even go into the thing. It was just on the title. Soleimani was a monster. Where the more we find out about this guy, the more I wonder, why didn't Obama go after him? Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Now we hear because we killed an Iranian, the Iraqis want to expel us, these ingrates. You want to know when these ingrates came to be? Under Bush, they built an Iraqi government. Forget all the different changes or what have you. But it got solidified under, guess who? Baby Black Jesus, Obama's State Department. John Kerry supposedly violated the Logan Act by meeting with the Iranians again. I'm waiting to see this guy go to prison. Anyway, this new Iraqi government is a product of leftism. It is a product of the Obama era. The guy who gave billions of dollars to Iran, the group that is now expanded into Iraq to the point where it isn't even an Iraqi government, it's an Iranian government. Why do you think the people were cheering in the streets when Soleimani was killed? the people of Iraq, the people of Syria cheering in the streets. I dare the leftist media to go to this either one of those countries and start asking people about, you know, their feelings about Soleimani's death. I dare them. They're never going to do it. You want to know why? Because I've got Iranian friends that they're getting it, you know, stuff back to people from the country, and they are talking about it's being cheered. Iraqi citizens are grateful. Iranian expatriates are going, you have no idea what this means to us. I think we've posted some of the videos. So it isn't conjecture on our part. This is what people are doing. They're so, and we've been fortunate to be able to put this stuff out. I know many of you, if you're following Twitter feeds, you're watching these things. People that are streaming this stuff out, getting it out to the general public. We're part of that team. I'm glad to report that we have those insiders. But the media doesn't want to tell you this. No, they want you to believe that, you know, Donald Trump is an evil guy who's out there sanctioning people, getting killed, you know, kill these folks. And the Iraqi government says they want us out. The parliament passed a resolution, they said, urging the government to expel U.S. troops over the killing of Qasem Soleimani and the leader of an Iraqi militia. It doesn't mean that we have to exit right away, but it means that it's the first step, according to a guy named Dave Lawler of Axios. And so then the Iranians said, well, we're going to get President Trump. We're going to get Americans. We're going to do more terror. Which reminds me of Kim Jong-un, you know, chest bumping while his missiles can't even launch. And so Donald Trump says, well, I tell you what, if you do, we're going to start bombing you, and we're not going to worry about these cultural sites that have previously been not bombed. Where you, if in effect, it's like what these the Muslims will do with mosques. They go, you can't bomb a mosque. It is our place of worship, when it's not. It's where they gather to get arms and meat, and it's places where the FBI won't look into. I'm talking about mosques here in America. They won't even look into them. Mosques overseas, things like this, we won't bomb because we've designated them as cultural sites. And Trump's going, I don't have to designate anything as a cultural site. We can bomb whatever we choose to bomb in a time of war. And now, guess what? The Democrats go, oh, that could be a war crime under the Hague Treaty. He's you know, committing atrocities and whatever else. They are looking, when I talk about ideology, they are looking for any reason whatsoever to get Trump. Guess why? Impeachment didn't work. We'll get to that in a bit. Impeachment is a bitter failure for the Democrats. A bitter failure. Why do you think it's being slow-walked? Completely failed. All the other stuff that these people have been talking about. Oh, Donald Trump did this or did that. And now we're finding out what McCabe lied and other stuff.
Released documents reportedly showing former FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe apologized to investigators for changing his story about leaking in the press. Back in 2017, McCabe telling investigators he didn't know how info on an FBI probe into the Clinton Foundation wound up in a Wall Street Journal article. But then a few months later, he acknowledged, in fact, he did authorize the leak of that information. The Daily Beast reporting an FBI agent's account of pressing McCabe on this during an internal interview. Saying, quote, I said, sir, you understand we've put a lot of work into this based on what you told us, the agent said. He goes on to say, I mean, and I even said, long nights, weekends working on this, trying to find out who amongst your ranks of trusted people would do something like that. And he kind of just looked down, kind of nodded and said, yeah, I'm sorry. Now McCabe faces possible criminal prosecution for misleading investigators about that leak.
I play that clip just so I can explain to you guys, don't worry about Donald Trump being prosecuted for war crimes or whatever. Donald Trump can prosecute a war pretty much any way he wants, and he's following the rules. And this is really vexing the Democrats because they say, oh, well, he should have been, you know, letting us know what he's doing. He should have told us. And Trump's going, oh, no. And it was funny. I don't know if you guys saw it. You probably did. He says, I'm going to alert you on Twitter. That's how you'll get your news, that we've done something. I mean,
I love that Donald Trump's getting his sea legs. He understands D.C. See, it's funny. You go to somewhere, Donald Trump has been involved in some very shady characters. I mean, if you're in the building industry in big cities, you have to deal with unions and mafioso types and the Gestapo governments of these leftist-run cities. And Donald Trump thought, you know what? I'm prepared for it. I've been in a snake pit. I've been swimming with sharks for decades. And he gets to D.C. and he finds out he's been in the Bush League in comparison. It's totally Bush League. And he goes, whoa, I didn't know what hit me. I can tell you, Donald Trump, yeah, I think he even said this. He said, I had no idea how bad it was in D.C. until I got here. And I don't think there's a bigger understatement that can be made. He can't explain to you the level of vitriol that exists in that city just because he won and they didn't expect him to win and now they're going after him. And so it took him 3+ years. It took him almost a full term to understand it. But here's the deal. While all that was going on, he was successful. And he found his sea legs. He's good. Doesn't matter what the ocean does, how rocky it gets, he just keeps on sailing, man. And the Democrats don't know what to do. And Donald Trump's very upfront about, we are going to accomplish this. But what he's not upfront about is, how are we going to accomplish it? And now Iraq says, you got to get out. And Donald Trump says, no, we spend a lot of money here. We're not just getting out. It was a bad decision to come here, but we will leave on our own terms.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says Iran appears to be standing down after launching more than a dozen missiles at 2 Iraqi military bases that host U.S. forces. The president says the United States knew about the possible Iranian missile strike early.
The precautions taken, the dispersal of forces, and an early warning system that worked very well.
The president addressing the nation from the White House also confirmed that no Americans were harmed and that more economic sanctions will be placed on Iran. Elsewhere on Capitol Hill, House Minority Leader Republican from California Kevin McCarthy is criticizing Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi for delaying submission of articles of impeachment to the Senate. Talking with reporters at the Capitol, McCarthy also says that the focus of lawmakers should be on other issues. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
$80 million. That is the price tag that an Iranian legislator put on the head of Donald Trump. Like he's got the money. Please, welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. TheKevinJacksonShow.com. Hopefully you go check it out and podcast. Tell everybody about us. Let them know. Don't just keep it a secret for yourself. Anyway, here's what this article says. One Iranian lawmaker suggested Sunday that the Iran attacked the White House in response to the death of Qasem Soleimani, the Islamic country's terror chief. We can attack the White House itself. We can respond to them on the American soil. We have the power, and God willing, we will respond in an appropriate time. This is a Abul Fazl Abutorabi. His comments came during an open session of Parliament. This guy would be an amazing Democrat. Maybe along the lines of George Lopez. Yeah, because George Lopez, the comedic hack, he put on Instagram, he'd do it for half. Yeah, only 40 million. Hey, George, I bet you to say you'd work for food right about now because you got nothing. Have you ever seen the George Lopez stick his show? No wonder it got canceled, after a couple of seasons. These guys have to have papers with these Holly weirdos and animals or something. I mean, they got to have pictures. Because how they get shows is beyond me. I talk about this guy all the time. His name is Kamal Bell. Big Afro guy, glasses, and I guess he's a writer for people. They have given this guy at least 3 shows. Every one of them fails. You think they learned something after this. Anyway, $80 million bounty, a fatwa, put on Donald Trump. Why? Because the president threatened Iran. He said, look, if I need to, I will hit 52 Iranian sites. If Iran takes revenge on the death of their number one terrorist, I will go after you. And he says, it'll be stuff that's important to you. Iranian culture. And the Democrats, how dare he do this? That has to be in violation of something. They said it was in violation of the 1954 Hague Convention. How dare he? Let me tell you, do you think that the people that bombed the World Trade Center, do you think they care? The Iranians, not the Iranians, but the Muslims who burned down Notre Dame, do you think they care? Oh, you haven't heard much about that, have you? You would think they would really want to get to the bottom of who burned down that absolute icon of Catholic religion, Notre Dame. Nope, we don't know. All we know is there were lots of Muslims working in there. There were all kinds of things that were symbolic as to why they would. There were certainly other churches who were burned in the area, Christian churches. But no, nothing. Can you imagine if that church, if there was any indication that that church was burned down by a Tea Party member or a militia person or whatever? Oh my gosh. But Trump says, look, there's no sacred things when it comes to war. That's a war crime, even the talk of it. So Pompeo comes out and says, we'll behave lawfully. We'll always behave inside the system. We always have, and we always will. Yeah? Well, what's inside the system? Because I'm going to tell you, I'm willing to turn the system upside down. Let's talk a little bit about the double standard that the left talks about with respect to Donald Trump. Because his predecessor, Baby Black Jesus, launched more than 2,800 airstrikes on Iraq and Syria without congressional approval. Here's what the Washington Times reported back in 2015. The U.S. military has been conducting strikes in Iraq for 10 months and began striking directly at targets in Syria last September as part of Obama's announced campaign to degrade the capabilities of the Islamic State. So he launched missile after missile after missile, which, by the way, did not degrade anything. For all we know, the Barack Obama was telling ISIL, ISIS, whatever they call themselves, he was saying, hey, look, as a symbolic gesture to feed the massive hordes of America, I'm going to be dropping missiles in this area. Make sure you're not there. Anyway, they went on to say this. This past weekend's attacks brought the total to 1,458 in Iraq, 1,343 in Syria by U.S. forces. Coalition forces allied with the U.S. have conducted another 655 attacks on Iraqi targets and 95 in Syria. Obama justified the attacks under his commander-in-chief powers and under a 2001 resolution authorizing force against al-Qaeda, and the 2002 resolution authorizing the ouster of Saddam Hussein in Iraq. Now, some lawmakers on Capitol Hill said Obama stretching those laws, the strikes could be illegal. So he got a bit of pushback. In all fairness, he got a bit of pushback. But they said there were 10 times the airstrikes in the covert war during Barack Obama's presidency than under his predecessor, George Bush. So for them, it wasn't so much that he was doing it, it was how much he was doing it that was concerning some of the people on the right. They said, Obama embraced the U.S. drone program, overseeing more strikes in the first year than Bush carried out during his entire presidency, a total of 562 strikes, largely by drones, targeted Pakistan, Somalia, Yemen during Obama's two terms, compared to 57 strikes under Bush. Between 384 and 807 civilians were killed in those countries, according to reports logged by the Bureau. But there's more. 1 week after September the 11th, 2001, terrorist attacks that killed more than 3,000 people, Congress passed the AUMF, Authorization for Use of Military Force, that lets the president pursue and take out those responsible for attacks plus associated forces. In 2014, the New York Times reported that Obama had, under the AUMF, done so. In a piece that was headlined, Obama Sees Iraq Resolution as Legal Basis for Airstrikes, the Times said, the White House believed that Congress's 2002 authorization of the Iraq War and not the 2001 authorization to fight al-Qaeda provides a legal justification. And here's what I will tell you. I don't disagree. I'm happy that Obama did something. I don't know what the motivation was. I don't know what the end game was. But you know what? If he decided, based on his executive knowledge, that he wanted to do something, I say congratulations. Good for Barack Obama. I have no problem with this. By claiming statutory authority, the administration, they say, sidestepped the War Powers Resolution, which requires deployments into hostilities to end after 60 days. Now, this does not apply to Donald Trump. because he's only started. So he actually followed the War Powers Act, and unless these goes beyond 60 days, which technically constitutes a war, then he can't do it. Obama went way past 60 days. So guess what? Donald Trump would be well within his authority, based on precedent, to do the same. Now, I get why people want to discuss this stuff. They bring it up in a partisan manner. I have no problem at all with Barack Obama bombing our enemies. If I were to have any reservation about it, it would be the fact that I don't think he really had a plan, but I can't answer that. I know Trump has a plan because it's been up front. I don't think Obama did. So I have a problem with that. My second problem is Obama said he was going to get us out of wars, not prolong them, and he did prolong them. Now, I personally was happy that we stayed, but he said he was getting us out. So it was a campaign lie. He didn't do it. Now, let's talk a little bit about the War Powers Act. Because I mentioned earlier in the broadcast that Donald Trump may be one of the smartest guys to ever sit in the Oval Office. Well, I know what people think about him. Oh, he's such a brute. You know, he doesn't talk smart or whatever else. I don't care. As Ray Charles would say, I like it when people think I'm country dumb, because that's when I get to take advantage of them. Ray Charles died a very wealthy man. Anyway, Donald Trump's smart. Not dumb in any way, shape, or form. And now he understands how D.C. works. I said earlier in the broadcast, the one thing Donald Trump said, that he was shocked at the level of vitriol that he ran into in D.C. The number of people who did not want to help, who actually wanted to hurt him. And no matter what he accomplishes, Democrats see him through impeachment goggle. And so in the aftermath of sending a bomb up Soleimani's toga, he pulled a fast one.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
Did President Trump set a trap for the Democrats? I think he did. And it has to do with how he's handling the War Powers Act. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. TheKevinJacksonShow.com is how you can reach us. As I mentioned in the previous segment, the president now knows how D.C. works. He knows it better than anybody. He went to D.C. thinking it was going to be a cakewalk. He knew it would be tough, but he was used to doing business with the mafia and other very nefarious characters. And he was like, man, I got D.C. licked.
And he even said, he was asked, what's the toughest thing about your job? He says, the thing that surprised me the most was how much people in D.C. hate you and what they're willing to do to go after you. He goes, I'm shocked by it. You could tell the way he answered the question. He was like, this really blows me away. But instead of it weakening him or whatever, it actually it strengthened his resolve, because he said to himself, I would hate for an American citizen to go through what I had to go through. I have the financial wherewithal. I have the ability to fight back. I have the bully pulpit of the presidency. What if I didn't have these things? It was like Mark Cuban. He got sued, and I'm not a Cuban fan, but he got sued by the government over something, and he fought it. He says, I didn't fight it for me. He goes, I could have. The fine was like $300,000. He goes, I could have paid the fine. He says, I spent $19 million fighting a $300,000 deal because I didn't do it for me. I did it to let the government know you're not going to be pushing people around. It was the one time I heard Mark Cuban where I went, wow, smart move. Way to go. Appreciate you. Kevin Jackson's here listening to, folks. In the aftermath of President Trump making it clear to the Iranians that he means business and blowing up their number one terror person, whatever you want to call him, Soleimani, he's also done something to the terrorists in Congress. Yahoo reported this. The White House sent Congress a formal notification under the War Powers Act of the drone strike ordered by President Donald Trump to kill Soleimani on Friday, two congressional officials said Saturday. The notification, required by law within 48 hours of introducing American forces into armed conflict or a situation that could lead to war, has to be signed and then sent to Congress, according to officials with knowledge of the plan. Now, here's where it gets fun and interesting, and you start seeing the strategy. Lawmakers expected the document to publicly lay out the White House's legal justification for the strike on Soleimani, Iran's top security commander. He's also a terrorist, but they didn't put that. Who officials have said has been behind hundreds of American deaths over the years. But the notification first sent to Congress late Saturday afternoon contained only classified information that led to the action. It is unclear whether the White House will send a separate unclassified document. Whoa! I love this. This story is Donald Trump. This is Trumpism. First, the president didn't notify Congress of the strike. Then second, he sends only classified information to Congress. What a bold and telling move. Here's what Pelosi said. She said that the notification, quote, raises more questions than it answers, including serious and urgent questions about the timing, manner, and justification of the administration's decision to engage in hostilities against Iran. Is there anybody out there who doesn't believe that the United States is not only, do they have the ability to, should they do it? That's the word I'm fishing for. I'm fishing for two words today and I could not remember one of them. Now, I'm not talking about authority. They have an obligation to look into Iran and what they've been doing to our people. No question about it. Anyway, she goes on to say this. The highly unusual decision to classify this document in its entirety compounds our many concerns and suggests that Congress and the American people are being left in the dark about our national security. This is a brilliant move. Brilliant move. I don't even know the protocols and all this. I don't know whether you release a classified and an unclassified, or you let them look at the classified and then you give it 2 days or whatever. But he responded with a classified document, and I'm going to tell you what I think. Americans aren't being kept in the dark, first of all. We know exactly what happened. The military tracked Soleimani because that's their job. And when they were got the right opportunity, they sent Soleimani to see those virgins that they so often talk about. And nobody, including leftists, can complain about the death of one of the world's premier terrorists. So clearly, you and I nor any other American citizen needs an explanation about why did this occur. It was an opportunity, what they call it, a target of opportunity. But Democrats pretend that Americans need to know. And that's where Trump may be setting a trap. Because here's the deal. We know Democrats love to, number one, fake the details of events. And number two, leak details of faked events. If anybody needs a crisis right now, it's Democrats. If anybody needs a new reason to go after Donald Trump, it's Democrats. I suggest that Democrats want to figure out a way to politicize the warranted killing of a heinous terrorist. However, because the White House has classified all the details, they can't even discuss it. That doesn't mean Democrats like Adam Schiff or Nadler can help themselves. They are still going to go behind closed doors and do their shenanigans. These two congressional madmen would do anything to try to root Trump from the White House. So expect the Democrats to do this. They're going to dust off their strategy of calling Trump a warmonger. They're going to say he's unhinged and we need to take the button away from him. They're going to try to invoke the 25th Amendment that says the president is incapacitated. So while stating unequivocally that the world should shed no tears from Soleimani, we play clip after clip. Well, we shouldn't shed any tears for him, but many Democrats have called the strike against Soleimani, which threatens to escalate tensions, they say, illegal and unauthorized. They know they're not. I said earlier, Barack Obama did it, Bill Clinton did it, George Bush did it, but Trump does it, and it's an impeachable offense. So here's what I can tell you. They want to limit his ability to do these types of things. They want to cut Trump down to nothing. But here's what you can be certain of. Democrats rejoice that this airstrike took impeachment out of the news cycle. Because Trump bombing of Soleimani proves that he hasn't a care in the world about what most Democrats now see as an impeachment farce. That's why he did it. He did it to say, oh, impeachment? Let me show you what the commander-in-chief, the leader of the free world, can do with your impeachment. He blows up a terrorist. And it sends the Democrats into a spiral, another death spiral. They've got many of them going. They're like those, you know, the star that becomes a black hole because it's just eating itself up. I said this when it happened. I said Soleimani wasn't the only terrorist killed in that bombing. Trump symbolically killed America's biggest terror organization, the Democratic Party. And like when he started with this plan, this strategy against the Iranians, Trump has been slowly but surely killing the Democrats. He dares the Democrats to challenge his authority because every time they do, it backfires. And they do it. Even with it backfiring, they still do it. They look for ways to limit his constitutional obligations. But the problem is, the more they grasp at straws, the worse it looks for him. And Trump seizes on it every single time. This is the beauty of watching this guy work. It really is like watching a master painter. And you're just in, you get to be in studio, and as long as you keep your mouth shut, he just paints, and you're just sitting there going, oh my gosh. I mean, you're marveling at it. That's the way I see Trump. I mean, I talked about this the other day. The timing of this, not to, as a distraction, but the timing of it to say, oh, the Iranians are protesting. We've got this guy freely going around thinking that he can stir up stuff at our embassies, and we got him. Oh, drop a bomb on him. But is it a trap? Because now that Trump has sent over the classified document, is Adam Schiff or Nadler or somebody going to bite? Decide they're going to leak it? We'll find out.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.